Stage Dramas present I Was a Spy. This week's front page drama, I Was a Spy, is a dramatization of several incidents in the thrilling series of articles entitled I Was a Spy in Wicked Old Abdul Hamid Harim. This authentic biography of a famous Austrian noblewoman revealing the secrets of what she saw, heard, and suffered as a favorite of the Sultan in the Imperial Turkish court has been running serially and will be concluded in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.
I am the Berenice Tamima. This is my story. It all started one day in a dining car of the express train from Vienna to Constantinople. Across from me at the table was a distinguished German diplomat. I recognized him, and as he seemed interested in me, I spoke to him. Pardon me, but I think I can help you, Count Paul.
Help me? How did you know my name?
You were trying to remember where we had met, weren't you? Well, I will tell you. It was at the house of an aunt of mine, the Countess Fellini, the widow of the Constantinople banker. You were her guest there when I was at school and visiting her over the Easter holidays. We went riding together several times.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Ah, but you have grown up. Married, perhaps?
Rosa, yes. Somewhat matured, but not married yet. Not even engaged, as a matter of fact.
You are going to Constantinople, I presume?
Yes, on personal business. Perhaps you could help me.
I should be glad to be of assistance to a niece of the Baroness Fellini. What are you talking about?
I am an orphan. My fortune, consisting of about 400,000 Turkish pounds in bonds of the German Anatolian Railway, had been in trust since the death of my aunt to the seductive bank of Constantinople.
Ah, and there has been a very unfortunate scandal connected with that bank.
Exactly. And I am its chief victim. The cashier of that bank, a Frenchman named Baron de Brilla, helped himself to my bonds, speculated with them, and, of course, lost. I am now on my way to force the bank to make good this embezzlement, or find out why.
Which, under ordinary circumstances, would be the most natural and very proper procedure to follow. However, Baroness, in this case, there is much more than one sees on the surface.
Uh-huh.
There are much deeper, more sinister complications, which I regret I cannot divulge. But you said you needed my help. Advice for me. Very well. Immediately upon your arrival in Constantinople, you must see Baron Marshal von Biederstein, the German ambassador to Turkey. He is the only one who can be of any real help to you.
All the time we talked en route to the Turkish capital, I was conscious of Count Paul's deep interest in me. And it was not a flirtatious interest. It was something far more serious and sinister. Immediately upon being settled in Constantinople, my interview with the German ambassador was arranged. I went to see him. He asked me all sorts of questions about my relatives, my education, experience, and other matters that had nothing to do with the merits of my claim against the bank.
You grow impatient, Baron. Now, to return to your personal problem. The prospect of getting your money back is very, very dubious. There are so many complications, it will be months. Many months, I'm afraid.
Then there is nothing for me to do but just to say stop it, return to Vienna, and come back in soon.
No, Baron. Not that. Stay here, and I prophesy that with your beauty, excellent command of the Turkish language, and other accomplishments, you will be the queen of the German colony. I might also add discreetly. His Imperial Majesty, Kaiser Wilhelm, would be very much pleased.
His Imperial Majesty, Kaiser?
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're playing with me, Baron. Why, he has never so much as heard of my own existence.
Mm. You would be greatly surprised to know who His Imperial Majesty knows, Baron. I'm so sure that he knows of you and your whereabouts that if you had your 400,000 Turkish pounds, I would bet you he knows of your existence.
But, Your Excellency, to remain here is impossible. That money is all I have in the world. I must have an immediate decision.
Then there is only one other way. You must appeal to the Sultan himself.
And that I know is impossible. Even with my knowledge of Turkish affairs, I know that the Sultan is about as inaccessible as Mohammed's coffin suspended halfway between heaven and earth.
There are ways and means, Baron. Do me the honor of dining with me tomorrow night, and I solemnly promise you an audience with the Sultana Mother. I will have the Sultan's chamberlain here to instruct you in court etiquette. The Sultan respects his mother and seldom refuses her any request. He will intervene in your behalf.
True to his solemn promise, His Excellency, the German ambassador, arranged my audience with the Sultana Mother. And the next day, I was received into the mysterious and sinister inner courts of the palace. I followed closely my instructions in etiquette, and I created a most favorable impression, not on the Sultan and mother alone, but the Sultan's little daughter, the Princess Nasya Leyla. So this was my impression on the child, that she begged her grandmother to ask me to visit them the following Friday and spend a few days as their guest. Of course, I went. And after 4 days, the little princess became so attached to me that she begged her father, the Sultan, to let her keep me always. The Sultan granted this request and wanted to appoint me governess to the young princess with a handsome salary and suitable attendance. I told him my answer would be forthcoming the following day. Then I went back to report to the German ambassador. He greeted me like this.
Poor girl, I know that you are coming here full of hope. But a very unfortunate thing has happened.
Oh?
A few minutes ago, one Suleiman's Bey came to the bank with an order declaring it in bankruptcy and authorizing him to seize the assets as he represents 3/4 of the creditors.
Then I've lost everything?
Position is very bad for you. You see, this rascal, the Villac, stole most of the security so that you cannot demand the return. As the bank is in bankruptcy, it cannot pay you any.
Well, now I am penniless. My future is...
assured. If you accept the kind offer of the Sultan.
You know that?
Most assuredly I do. How I know, I cannot tell you, but you can guess.
By?
A nasty word, my dear Baron. Let us say His Imperial Majesty's Intelligence Service, huh? Perhaps you would care to enlist?
In this whole procedure, my thoughts to Count Paul. The suggestion I see you, your securing my audience with the Sultana mother, everything is part of a gigantic plot.
Not all of it. We had hoped that your beauty, intelligence, and Vincent's personality would do the rest. You see, we were right.
Then I'm already caught in the infamous spider web of international intrigue, bound and hooked.
No, no. Do not give up hope. In the East, nothing comes by direct method. In the service of our Kaiser, strange things happen. I have a strong feeling that all will come back to you before long.
Your Excellency, my case is settled. I will accept the offer to become governess and companion to the daughter of the Sultan. From today on, I am dead to the world. No one need know where I am. With illusions of life, I have decided to be at least useful. I have understood the meaning of your mysterious words and actions. If my death would be the price of my devotion, you may be assured that my fatherland will never be betrayed. You alone will hear from me.
Thank you, Baron. I know now you are the one woman we need in the coming days of a great ordeal. I will know everything you do. I will hear everything. My hearing is so acute, for instance, that when you go to bed at night, if you will pray in a fairly loud, distinct voice, I don't know whether Allah will hear you or not, but probably I will, indirectly.
There were many times after that little interview when I had good reason to be thankful that His Excellency could hear my prayers. But I came to learn there was a dictaphone hung in my room. And Izzet Pasha, the Sultan's confidential advisor, was in reality a spy in the pay of the German embassy. He had received all his early training in Germany. He relayed my prayers to the German ambassador. But to return to my story. A few months after I entered the service as governess to the little princess, her frail health grew worse, and she died in her sleep. As I had no further duties to perform, I sent word to the Sultan asking how I could be of service to him. The Sultan and mother brought me his reply.
His Majesty wishes you to remain in the palace. An apartment will be prepared for you in the inner harem.
Will you tell His Majesty that I am unspeakably grateful to him for the kindness he has shown me since I lost my fortune? But I beg you to tell him that I do not wish to be shut up in the inner harem.
His Majesty has so decided. I have conveyed his orders. Hearing is obeying. You will follow me.
Very well. He's on, I will follow.
Your apartment. Enter therein.
You have come, gracious Anima. You are the last ray of happiness for my poor little daughter. I wish to show you my gratitude. You are alone in the world, and nobody will take care of you. If you go away from here, some misfortune will happen to you. Unknown men will pursue you, and you will perish in a world of wolves and hyenas. It's better for you to remain here, where my power will be a protection to you.
Your Majesty, will you not try to understand that this arrangement is not quite suitable?
I know what you are going to say. We will not argue about it. My gratitude will be the best guarantee of your happiness. You are now one of the most privileged persons in my palace.
Sire, you are too kind.
This will be your home for the present. Your knowledge of foreign languages will be very useful to me, and I shall often call for your help.
And with that, the strange old devil bowed out of the room, leaving me the most bewildered woman in Europe. I was very much worried by the thought that I was a prisoner in the inner harem, but I hoped that I could manage the Sultan. I worked slowly, cautiously. I soon became the Sultan's favorite, who could easily twist him around my little finger. His company to me grew steadily. He revealed many secrets, showed me his hidden stores of wealth and gold, currency and jewels. He made me lavish presents of money, which I transferred to the German embassy for safekeeping. And I soon recovered the fortune I'd lost in the bank failure. But underneath the surface, revolution was brewing. The Young Turk movement was gaining strength rapidly, and my precarious position as secret agent for the German embassy became increasingly dangerous. There were important letters and secret papers in the possession of the Sultan that would cause grave international complications if they fell into the hands of the revolutionists. I had orders to recover them at all costs. I did so on the very day the revolutionists broke in and captured the palace, taking the old Sultan prisoner. I was made prisoner, but was released by a German secret agent. I regained my money and freedom, and my life as a spy in the harem of the wicked old Abdul Hamid was over.
You have just heard the front page drama, I Was a Spy. Dramatic excerpts from the series of feature articles entitled, I Was a Spy in Wicked Old Sultan Abdul Hamid Karim, that are concluded in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas present, The Title is Deceiving. This week's front page drama, The Title is Deceiving, is a dramatization of a feature news story entitled Problems of an $8 a Week Baronet. This both amusing and amazing true life story will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world, and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The hero of our unusual story is John William Frederick Fagg, a poor farmer laborer who almost overnight became Sir John Fagg, Baronet. A line of English title holders whose family history dates back to the 16th century and whose members held important roles in 17th century English history. But to begin our story, let us visit...